Hello guys, and welcome back to the second season of The Mysteries of Life. For those who have just joined us on the Last Pilgrimage weblog, I would like to tell you guys that this series is all about understanding some of the most fundamental concepts pertaining to true spirituality. Through the first season, we have discussed about topics such as devotion, the human ego, and the mind. The repository of these enlightening epistles is available right here on the Last Pilgrimage weblog. In the last week, we discussed about realization. In that brief overview, we came to know of the basic difference between realization and knowledge. In today's session, we are going to go one step further and discuss about self-realization, that is, realization of the self. Man is always in a ceaseless pursuit to gain answers to the many questions that hound his mind. Throughout history, man has often gazed out at the stars, wondering as to how little he truly knows about the world that he inhabits. If truth be told, there is indeed so less that man knows even about himself. Man always tries to know all that there is to the universe, but he forgets that if he seeks outside, he would find only more questions. It is within himself that he shall truly find the answers to all the questions that hound him. It is within himself that all his questions would finally end. Self-realization is indeed the process through which man attains enlightenment. It is the process through which man can literally gain immense wisdom, cognizing all that there is to this world. It is through self-realization that man can gain the answers to all his questions. And I mean it when I say all the questions. So what is self-realization? Self-realization is nothing but the utter and complete realization of your own self. It is a stage of perpetual self-awareness, wherein the seeker is mindful of all the processes that take place within himself at all levels, may they be emotional, physical, or spiritual. A major part of self-realization lies in experiencing the self. It is all about knowing what the self truly comprises of. It is a way of discovering yourself, identifying each and every stream of thought, being aware of it as it rises through the mind, silently taking form beneath its many illusions. Self-realization is indeed a process that shatters all the illusions that one has about himself. Man, in order to be successful in his life, often wears masks upon masks. In that process, he truly forgets about his true identity, about his true nature. Who am I? Why did I come into this world? What am I? Often man presents to the world an illustrious image of himself, when in reality, he is nothing but a sinner. Self-realization is the process through which man truly cognizes his own nature. It is the process through which man realizes his own flaws. And it is a process in which man makes a continuous effort to truly enrich himself and move beyond the weaknesses that bind him to his physical existence. Self-realization is indeed a painful process. It yields much pain because the reality that we often shield our eyes from is indeed bitter. The truth is always hard to take, and through self-realization, what you get is simply that. The plain old truth about yourself. In the previous episode, I had said that realization is an endless process, and hence, here do I restate it. Self-realization is an unending experience. It may start with indescribable pain, but in the end, it matures to a point where it yields the seeker great satisfaction and immense bliss. Self-realization ultimately leads to the complete absolution of all the qualms that besiege the seeker as he walks the path that leads to God's heavenly abode. That is all we have for you today, guys. Think on it. May peace be with you. Take care.